The business news starts with more energy from Alaska. Alaska's Governor Frank Murkowski has reached a deal with three major oil companies. It would hasten construction of a massive natural gas pipeline from Prudhoe Bay to the lower 48 states. Elizabeth Arnold reports.
Governor Frank Murkowski wants a legacy. He spent the last 2 years negotiating with ConocoPhillips, ExxonMobil, and BP to build a pipeline to tap into the largest known reserve of natural gas in North America. The gas comes up with the oil pump from Prudhoe Bay, but it's been reinjected back into the ground for decades. Now Murkowski says he has a deal. He's offered the oil companies a new tax structure that would be based on profits instead of production as an incentive for the industry to build the $20 billion gas pipeline.
While the oil stands independent of the gas, clearly there is a connection because what the producers basically accepted was a package.
While the tax change could add as much as $1 billion more a year to state coffers at current oil prices, it could also mean a lot less when oil prices drop. The legislature is eager for a new gas pipeline, and lawmakers have argued for years the tax system needs to be revamped, but they're wary of the deal crafted behind closed doors without their involvement. Juneau Democrat Kim Elton summed up the sentiment, saying Alaskans aren't just going to kiss the pinky ring of the oil industry. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Arnold in Anchorage.